Regular session, Thursday, November 12th, 2015, to order. Second item is Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, and with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Commissioner Brown.
Here.
Carabelli.
Present.
Doogie.
Correct.
Flynn. Kleinfeld.
Here.
Marino.
Here.
Myjack.
Here.
Miller.
Here.
Sabatini.
Here.
Sauger.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Toco.
Here.
Botsford.
Here.
Invocation by Commissioner Bob Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Please bow our heads. This prayer is in honor of Veterans Day and all the veterans in our country. Jesus, you said there's no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friend. Today we pray for those men and women who have, in their military service, sacrificed their time, strength, ambition, health, and even their lives on this earth to benefit friends, both known and unknown. We honor our veterans in your name. We thank you as we thank them for their sacrifice. We ask you to return them the favor of your blessing, a gift we on our own could never offer. We ask that you would give our veterans a peace beyond the peace they fought to secure, a peace in their own hearts, wrapped in the joy of a life touched by your strong hand. Jesus, bless the families of the soldiers who bear these pains vicariously. Give them patience and wisdom and strength to endure, and more than endure, to hope in faith for a blessed life. God, not everything happens in life is good, but you promise to work all things together for good to those who love you and align their lives with your purpose. Create good in the families of veterans who have experienced pain and loss. In Jesus' name we thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Adoption of the agenda to include Proclamation B recognizing Pastor D.L. Bradley for 20 years of service. Moved by Marino, supported by Smith. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The agenda is so adopted. Approval of minutes dated 10-22-15 and 11-5-15.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Marino, supported by Carabelli. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Minutes are approved. Public participation. Any members of the public wishing to speak? Going once, going twice, going three times. Public participation is closed. Correspondence from the executive. There is one at this time.
Motion to receive and file.
Motion to receive and file by Marino, supported by Myjack. As I discussed, in my board chair report, this is the retirement of Steve Kasten in January and the procedure to go through confirmation hearings for John Paul Rea. Committee reports, infrastructure and economic development flowed through finance, which is provided to you. Any discussion? We have a motion by the chair and the vice chair. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Finance committee agenda items are passed unanimously. Board's chair report, I already went through that at the finance committee, so we'll have a motion to receive and file. Moved by Kleinfeld, supported by Duje. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It is received. So between finance and full board on commissioner's desk, you'll see a list of the entire year of 2016 meeting dates, and there's 2 months that were changed from recommendations from commissioners. One was February, where we'll have on the 4th government operations, infrastructure, economic development, finance joint meeting, followed by full board. And then at 5 p.m. on the 11th, JPS and Health and Human Services and Finance in a joint meeting. The chair will do each of those items, and then it will flow to finance, where the chair of finance will take over the meeting. And then we'll have a full board at 7 p.m. And then on August, the changes that were made were on the 18th to put infrastructure and economic development and finance at a joint meeting. Same Same process would follow in terms of those who chair those committees. And then full board would be at 7 p.m. The question we can have now is on the 23rd as a reserve. I'll, with a friendly amendment, make that a reserve date. This is for introduction of amendments in the budget. Hopefully this year we can get them done prior to that on the meeting on the 18th, but I think it's wise to have a reserve date. So I'll indicate that as reserve. So those were the only changes that were made. Is there any discussion? We did our best to try to accommodate every commissioner. So we need a motion. Moved by Duje, supported by Vosburgh. Any discussion? What? Commissioner Duje?
The only thing is 12 o'clock in August, July and August. 12 o'clock in July for JPS and 12 o'clock in August on that Monday. There's some grumbling about it, but that's the middle of budget, right?
That is. And Monday mornings are not a time where we can have committee meetings. That doesn't work for the commission. And it's only for 2 months, July and August. Thank you, Commissioner Marino.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Lunch?
Yes.
Will these be updated?
There'll be shawarmas still left.
I think Kathy's
Commissioner
got
Marino.
I support the friendly amendment for you buying lunch.
Will Kareem be updating these in the electronic calendar?
Yep. It'll probably take a few days next week for her to do that. It's time consuming, but yes.
Perfect. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any other questions? Commissioner Sauter?
Yeah, I will ask the question again, whether I hope something happens. Can look tonight again about the attendance from the public about the evening meetings. And I hope you meet with the people and discuss it and make a decision on it, because to me it's just a waste of time to have these meetings on the evening. I know they're supposed to be for the public, but if they don't show up, why have them? But anyway, do what you want to do, and I'll accept whatever your decision is.
And as we discussed on some of those meeting dates, if there aren't any issues or there aren't necessarily any events that we have at night, we could look to put that night full board on the previous day's finance if there's not controversial issues. So with that, have a motion and support. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The calendar for 2016 is unanimously passed. Moving on to proclamations, A, celebrating Milco Manufacturing 65th anniversary, and B, a proclamation for Pastor Bradley. Motion move in their entirety.
So moved.
Moved by Smith, supported by Toko. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All the proclamations pass unanimously. Any new business before the commission? Seeing no new business, public participation. Any members of the public?
Dave, I got one.
Oh, I'm sorry. New business.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I went to the mock trial at the college yesterday, and I'd like to compliment Judge Viviano, Judge Maringa, Judge Biernet, the sheriff, and Attorney Dave Grimm for the mock trial on President Truman when he dropped the atomic bomb. And it was quite a thing, and a lot of people showed up, so I want to congratulate them to the public. Thank you.
Commissioner Vosburgh?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was fortunate to attend the Veterans Court this afternoon. Commissioner Smith was here as well. And I believe there were seven people that graduated from that. They were glowing reports for all the hard work they did to accomplish what needed to be done. So if there's a time in the future when anyone can attend, it would be great. And I can also let you know the days when they actually have the court sessions. We're invited to come and see that as well. So I'll have the staff send out a memo regarding that. Thank you.
And I've been to most of the Veterans Court graduation ceremonies. They're very moving. It's something that I really recommend, as Commissioner Vosburgh said. Any other new business? Thank everybody for the surprise birthday party. We'll do it again in 10 years. Same place, same time. And if I don't talk to anybody, have a happy Thanksgiving. Public participation. Any members of the public wishing to speak?
My name is Dolores Michaels, and I'm here to talk about the solid waste and the problems within Macomb County. The first problem, of course, is compost. Right now, Taylor is the compost site for Wayne. Sacra is the compost site for Oakland. Macomb County has no compost site at all. The problem being created is you're forcing the residents to put out leaves and grass separately. You send two trucks by, but the trucks all go to the landfill. The landfill accepts 30% more because of the solid waste. Now, right here, you see that within our county, we are going to need 1 million yards of compost to remediate the Clinton River. We have none. That's number one. Number two, there are no place for contractors to go with simple items like fill dirt. If you want to get rid of fill dirt, it has to be profiled. That's a cost of $130, and then you have to wait 2 days for the results, and then it has to go to a landfill at a very high cost. Some landfills are charging $150 for one pickup truck of fill dirt. There is also no place for brick and block to go. If you have a pickup truck of brick and block, where are you going to go with it? If you have a pickup truck, say, of stamped concrete, there is no place to go for it. This is forcing contractors to lose jobs, and they are moving out of Macomb County. It is forcing residents to pay a lot more money. If you want to put in a patio and you want to take out a yard of dirt, just where are you going? We need to make plans if you want to attract businesses here. Furthermore, when that tax increase goes up, you know, history repeats itself. The last time they raised the tax on diesel fuel was under Jennifer Granholm. When that happened, all the businesses on the Ohio border went under. They have to have some places to go. Macomb County needs to have a business-oriented society. We need to open recycling yards, not just one. Do I have any questions?
Our rules prohibit us from asking and going, having back and forth.
I'm sorry?
Our rules prohibit a public speaker from having a back and forth conversation with commissioners. However, if any commissioners do have any questions, they can talk to you after the meeting.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other members of the public wishing to speak? Please state your name and your address, and you have 5 minutes.
I won't take 5 minutes. Renee Michaels, 15923 Bentley Circle North, Macomb Township, Michigan. We need to get more excited here in Macomb County about moving recycling ahead. And I participated in helping as far as like my business and what it takes, which most of you are aware of, which is Unidig. And I didn't come here tonight for that. I came here tonight because I would like to meet with either individuals from this board or have individuals like you point me in the direction of who I need to talk to help move Macomb County forward in recycling. Everything seems to be stagnant. It doesn't seem to be moving forward. There's more recycling coming on board, but there's no planning. Nobody in Macomb County seems to grasp even how much yard waste we're even generating here in our own county. If no one knows how much yard waste we're even generating here, and that's just one material, it's not all of them that I wish to talk about. How do you plan if no one is counting how much material our residents are generating? The DEQ called me a couple months ago, personally. They wanted to ask me how much material I think Macomb County is generating. And I said to them, well, I'm not going to give you that number because I don't take all of the material from Macomb County, but I have some idea how much we're generating. But I asked them how much they thought we were generating. And then I asked them also, how come nobody's collecting the numbers from the waste haulers and how much material we're generating? In essence, if we don't have better planning in Macomb County here for like recycling and what our own residents are generating, how do you plan for that? How do you lower cost of stuff? How do you protect our natural resources that are well needed, especially the materials like compost, which is well needed in 9 yards in Macomb County right now for its special projects? If we don't plan, we're not going to have any soil. There's a shortage of 21A crushed concrete right now. Nobody has any because Dan's excavating and all the large contracting are pulling from those sources, and they're using it all on our roads. The same thing is going to happen with our soils. There will be no topsoil if we don't take the initiative to start planning now. anybody that I could meet with or even talk to. My phone number is 586-615-5287. That's my personal cell number. I wish to work with Macomb County, and I have some great ideas in moving it forward with recycling. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other members of the public wishing to speak? Once, twice, three times, it's closed. Roll call.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Carabelli?
Present.
Tunji?
Here.
Flynn? Kleinfeld?
Here.
Marino?
Here.
Myjack?
Here.
Miller?
Yes.
Sabatini?
Here.
Sauger?
Here.
Smith?
Here.
Toko?
Here.
Bosberg?
Here.
Motion adjourned by Duche, supported by Sauger. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. And happy Thanksgiving, one and all.
Thank you. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.